What up, doe? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we'll discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all. Carry my city like
some shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing. Hey.
Hey.
Oh.
Who are you?
Oh. We are not going to start off like that. I'll let you get away with that shit at the end. But we ain't going to start the podcast. This will make somebody turn it off. So, hello. Hi, Mr. Telltales.
How you doing, Emerson?
Gosh.
What?
I'm fine.
That's good. I'm eating a Kit Kat.
Oh.
Well, Emerson, what are we listening to? What are the listeners listening to? Because we're not listening. We're recording. I'm just playing.
Oh, my God.
You are now listening to What Works for Us. All black.
All queer.
So how you been?
Oh, right.
Yes, I got you right together.
Yeah, okay.
I got you right together. We're not going to play these games on. We're into 30-something episodes. If you don't want to participate in taking all black and all queer to the next level, I believe in you, Emerson. We can do this.
Well, that, wait a minute. Wait. Okay, if you said we weren't going to go there, let's not go there. I'll answer
your
question.
No. I didn't say nothing about it, but that doesn't mean we're not going to talk about it.
We don't. What's the point of talking about it?
You know, I'm just going to eat my Kit Kat. Do they still break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar? Is that still like, I don't think I've heard that.
Right, I haven't seen a Kit Kat commercial in years.
It's a little bland. I don't know, they need to add a little bit more sugar to the cocoa.
Oh, well, I don't know. Well, they've been in the refrigerator.
So I'll make some sound effect, come a crunch.
Oh, no, we're not doing that. No, please stop. Please stop.
What?
Nobody want to hear you. That didn't even sound like a crunch, first of all.
Let me break it. Did you hear it?
I did not. That's all I know. Nothing. Okay.
But how did we make it sound like they be having all those microphones and they be crunching this stuff? I'd be like, ugh, it's too loud.
Well, it sound better than what that just was.
Well, I tried. Let me see.
It's too much breathing with it. No.
So, Emerson.
Yes.
We back on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about that?
I'm fine. I'm not on the mic like you are.
How I'm on the mic?
How you always be on the mic. You was breathing all on it, chewing all in it. You probably trying to put it in your mouth in a minute. I'm just talking into it.
How many inches do you think this mic is?
It's a big.
I mean, I think it's like a solid 9.
Yeah, it's about a 9.
But that tip.
Oh, yeah, this tip is...
Oh, I got chocolate all on
the... Right, see?
I'm sorry.
He like them big mushroom heads.
Where's the maid? The maid, can you come clean the mic?
Oh, that's, no.
Jocelyn. Oh, so we got to check in, right? Is that what we do?
Yeah, that's what we do.
But they're expecting that because we have to check in and we have to do our due diligence of breaking our lives down. You know what I'm saying?
What? Let's just go ahead and check in. Who's checking in first?
Well, I think I should check in first since you... Oh, so we broke down for Mama Yo-Yo in the last episode, last week. And
there's no guest, so what are you about to say?
This Kit Kat.
Sounds very disgusting. Nobody want to hear that. Don't nobody
that
want to hear
that. That is $1 million industry.
No, nah, that sounds disgusting.
Well, how do I make it sound better? Tell me.
That don't sound good. Don't nobody want to hear you chewing that like that. And y'all like breathe.
I'm like, ugh. No, my goodness, Kit Kat. The way the chocolate sits on my bottom row of my teeth.
Is. But this is not an AMSR. That's not what this is. This is a podcast. Okay. Let's keep it as a podcast. Thank you.
They can do an what is AS?
AMSR.
Where does that fall?
I don't know, but that's what AMSR is.
I know that's what it's called. Thank you. You know, you like to give educational tutorials.
I don't know what that stands for, but I know that's not what this podcast is.
But a podcast can be. I mean, a podcast, they do that on podcasts. They crunch and munch.
That's not what this one is.
Ooh, Emerson, you got some crunchy munch?
No.
Do you still got that popcorn at the top shelf?
Oh, it might be up there still.
Okay, I can check in. Let me just check in. Okay. You know, I'm going to check in on, like, my day-to-day quality of life. My skin is doing pretty good. I have a spray mist that I like to put on my face. Why in that face? I can't talk about my... I can't check in.
I didn't say anything. Please continue.
Well, your face gave a lot.
Okay.
So I got this little mist that I put on my face, and I got a nice new bottle of a jar of coconut oil out of the cooking aisle at Walmart. And I just love the way, like, when I rub it on, how it, like, make my skin shine, especially, like, over my tattoos and stuff. Mm. Now, you have to let it dry a little bit because, you know, certain underwears that I got, if I don't want no oil stains. I messed up some really cute shorts with my fucking coconut oil.
Oh, it didn't come out?
No, it never came out. It, like, spread it. Like, it became, like, it kind of blended in, but you could still kind of see where the initial... The initial grease thing happened.
It got to be something to break that up.
Child, what, do you want me to buy some, what that pen called? Like a little the magic eraser?
Yeah, I don't know. I would just imagine, I mean, it's just the oil, but I mean, coconut oil, like, I be seeing, like, Nelly, I'm seeing it on people's OnlyFans page. Like, I think I like coconut oil when it stays the consistency of, like, the actual... Where you spray it on, and, well, not spray it on, but you put it on, and but it's not actually, it's like it's not a lotion, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's that consistency. It's not like water.
Yeah, no, I actually, so when you buy the jar, like I buy it, depending on the temperature of your house, the form of it. And I prefer it when it's like not oily because it gets really messy. Like coconut oil, like have you ever knocked over a 10-ounce bottle of coconut oil is hell. It's hell. Like, I be grabbing it, like, real, like, if it's real hot, because, you know, it's kind of got a little cold lately, so the heat been on. But I like it. My nails look cute. I replied. It's a little bit, some of it's going, like, outside of my edges.
Sorry, you do not tell people that when you, that looks like,
my nails are cute.
The nail paint is not all the way on, Tyree.
But that's how it's supposed to look.
No.
You talking about right here?
No, that's not how nails are supposed to look.
But this is how I like them. I don't like them to look perfect. I like a little edge.
Oh.
A little crack, a dack, and, you know, a little something. One of my boss asked me the other day, she said, so, what's up with the chip nail polish? I was like, see? When she did the other day, I said, well, I like it like that. I don't know. I don't think, I mean, for me, the nail polish, like, being perfectly on my nails doesn't really speak to my aesthetic too much. Mm. But, I mean, that's just me. I'm not saying, like,
well, you should wear them however you want to wear it, so.
I didn't even paint my pinky finger. Now, that's probably good on her to leave one unpainted.
Yeah.
Bit all my toenails off, so they're pretty even. I got a hair appointment on Wednesday with Quentin. I'm going back to Quentin.
Yeah, he made sure he said something about
it. Oh, he did? Yeah. He said something about it?
Yeah,
what did he say?
He was like, well, yeah, your boy's coming in here. Or whatever. I'm like, yeah. I was like, I was actually with him. We scheduled an appointment. He was like, I ain't seen him since forever. He was like, I'm waiting till I see him. So he's waiting for you.
Oh, well, I'm waiting for him. I'm excited about that. I didn't know. But you know what? Starting with this one. So actually, I probably need to just book my next appointment now, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start just doing 2 weeks because he is the best for me. And he just so damn booked up. And me having to book weeks in advance, that's not how I operate with haircuts. I'm so last minute. But for him, I just need to be a little bit more consistent. So I'm going to do that. What else? I bought some mouthwash the other day. Some good Listerine. Because I had the Walmart brand last time. Like, when you go for the Walmart brand, you get hit with that Listerine. You're like, whoo, wait a minute. My mouth felt like a whole brand new mouth. you can't really get, I mean, you could get generic with a lot. Oh my God. Can you imagine? I don't know. I want to talk about it. Have you ever got like generic toothpaste?
No.
Like, it's almost hard to get it because they really don't sell that much.
They don't really sell that much.
Brand of
that's not generic
toothpaste.
Yeah.
But like, you know, that like basic 99 cent Crest, that shit is so nasty. Because I got it for like the travel size.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Sometimes you get the generic. Mm. And I got that generic, like the little one strip of Crest toothpaste it had. It was the generic. I was like, this shit is just not, it does nothing for you. Mm. I need the Pro Health. I really do. Like, I would pay the extra for some good toothpaste. Whatever.
I do too. I don't, yeah. Mm-mm.
I don't have a brush because when I for Halloween a couple of weeks ago, I've been using my good brush for the Halloween. So I got a bunch of weed.
Oh my gosh, really?
Wig hair, my brush. So I had to sit there and get all that weed. So when I brush my hair, weed be all like on my forehead. So I got to do that. What else? I ordered a lot of jock straps in the mail for my trip that I went on. But, you know, I think we'll say that for the next episode to give y'all updates about that. So my underwear game is good. What deodorant you use?
I just switched. I use, what's it called? Earth. It's a natural one. I like the natural ones better.
So can I say something? Mm-hmm. And this might not apply to you because I've never smelled you. well, smelled you not smelling good. I think we had this conversation before, but way prior to like the podcast show, like with people who use, I don't feel like deodorant is for everybody. I feel like people need like the antiperspirant. What do you say it?
Antiperspirant.
Yeah, they need the white stuff. Oh, did you see that video? I sent you that meme.
No, you told me about it. I didn't see it.
I didn't see you that meme where it says like some of you girls need to wear men's deodorant on Instagram. Yeah, cause I don't think like the regular deodorant without that, cause deodorant, everybody can't wear deodorant, just regular deodorant without the white stuff because they still be musty.
Well, but then that could be because they're not used. I mean, like I was saying after you said that, I was like, well, you know, you can't use Teen Spirit. I think some people go through adulthood. They be used. Oh, yeah, I've been using that Teen Spirit for you. Okay, you're no longer a teen. You cannot use those cheap little Teen Spirits and stuff like that. I think you do have to, you know, as you get older, you have to up your game with deodorant, especially if you're not even if, I guess, if you're very active, as you just get older. And yeah, you can't use no any old type of deodorant or some cheap shit. You can't get, everybody can't use cheap shit for sure.
I know. I mean, and I don't think my deodorant, I think my deodorant is pretty cheap. I get the degree, the sport degree or the Cool Rush, but it's not just the deodorant though, because people be still stink with deodorant.
But then sometimes that, well, I don't know. It's medical for some people. Like, yeah. I know some person, a lady I worked with one time, and you know, she knew she was, you know, had an issue, but hers, it was medical, I guess, and they couldn't figure out what to do to fix it.
So what else I do? I did my toenails, fingernails, my lotions. I still keep lotion. Even though I do coconut oil, I still like, I don't never get your lotion. I get the Jergens. I really do want to start investing in the lotions you have, like the
Nivea.
Nivea. Oh, my God. Like, the Nivea is life. That's literally the best lotion for me. It's no question about it. I put it, I feel like a whole new man. My skin feel good. It be smiling back at me. I have a good time. Chapsticks. Oh, I just opened like a 5-pack of chapstick that I got from Christmas last year. Like a 5-pack flavored or whatever. Because I had got so much. Cause you know how when you at work, well, my last job, well, same job, but last apartment, you could say with like stuff you want. So, like, one of my coworkers got me like 4 packs of like the multi packs of chapstick because I love chapstick. Mm-hmm. And so, I opened my last one. So, I'm down to my last ones. So,
remember
I'm a lose two.
Remember, you used to wear, this was you. I know I'm not mistaken. No, maybe, yes, you did. Mm-hmm. You used to wear the glossy stuff.
Did I?
I think you used to wear the glossy stuff back in the day. Or maybe
I probably did for a minute. Did. I don't think it was a long
time, but you used to use the glossy stuff because I think you used to use a different kind. And our sis, Marvin, had started buying the matte. And then you would sometimes use the matte kind. I'm like, well, girl, I don't even use matte. Like, I think you were glossy for a while.
Well, you know, I've tried it all. Like, I'm that butch queen that always get in touch with my feminine side. I've never been scared to, like, go there. So I probably was lip gloss popping with my color contacts.
Yeah, you was glossy for a minute.
Okay. What do you use?
I buy different ones. I'm using a organic one right now.
You organic, you natural.
I cleaned my bathroom today with just baking soda and vinegar.
That's why it smelled like that?
Well, I did. First of all, I didn't have a smell because the baking soda neutralized vinegar smell. That was the point of the baking soda. But no, I did use a little bit of Fabuloso, but not only on my floor and inside of the toilet, but everything else I used, vinegar and baking soda. And I was like, where have I been? I've always known people say they did that, but I was like, that shit don't work. It worked.
Do you flush condoms down the toilet or do you wrap it up in a tissue and throw it away?
I flush them down the toilet.
They tell you you're not supposed to do that.
They tell you you ain't supposed to do a lot of shit down the toilet.
I think both. Go there. Okay. So, I'm not going to go there. So, yeah, that's my check-in. I'm feeling clean on the inside and out.
Oh.
And on the inside, how am I feeling clean on the inside? Well, I'm still not eating meat. Mm-hmm. Still pescatarian. So I eat fish or whatever. But I think I'm going I'm just letting everybody know now. I think January, I'm going back to meat.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but I'm thinking.
Okay.
I've been in the gym on the regular now. I feel light and fit. I feel like Cool Whip.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's my check-in. Ow.
Well, my check-in this week is I'm in the Christmas spirit because stores like At Home and a lot of stores put their Christmas stuff out way early. Like, At Home put their Christmas stuff out probably in September. But I stay away from stores like that because they're dangerous. So I don't know what they got. I have to stay away. But
dangerous? What that mean?
Stores like that will have me blow a check because I just go in there and everything I see, I'll be pretty much wanting. And then on top of them having Christmas shit too, it's just I have to stay away. So, yeah, I won't go in a store like At Home or Home Goods don't really put their stuff out that early, but At Home does. So I have to stay away from definitely that store. I stay away. I'm like, because that I would definitely get in trouble in that store. But Target has been put their stuff out. And as soon as I saw the trees lit, I was like, OMG. I am so in the Christmas spirit now. I haven't listened to any Christmas music yet. But I got it. I mean, it's them, you know, I definitely know what I want to listen to. You know, Tony, I like sexy Christmases. So, you know, I mean, that's not true. I like little ratchet Christmas. I guess there's Unquassid DJ Christmas. That's a lot of different Christmas albums. But I guess I ain't going to go too deep into that. But that's what I'm feeling. I'm in the feels of Christmas. I don't really have an issue. I just think for me, like, I always have the feels, but I haven't decorated. I haven't decorated for Christmas, I think, since I've been in Austin. I have never decorated for Christmas since I've been in Austin. And it's really, I don't really have an excuse, I don't think. I mean, well, yes, I guess, I don't know. I guess my thing is, Eric the Hip, E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher was talking about this recently, talking about how sometimes when people, you know, when you stop yourself from, or, you know, when you have a vision of something and you feel like you can't make it, or you can't make it look exactly how you want to look, you won't do anything at all. I'm one of those people. Like, I'll be having these visions, but I'm like, well, but I want to do it all at the same time. I don't like piecing stuff together. So and then Christmas comes, like, oh shit, I never did anything. So I won't decorate at all. But I think this Christmas, I'm, well, just period in life, I think I'm going to start just, you know, not trying to always do the everything at once and just like, okay, I'm just going to put this piece here, because I still haven't even fully decorated my apartment because I think, like I said, if I go to At Home Store, I'm going to go in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble because I'm going to just try to do my whole apartment. Just like, oh, I just might as well just get everything. But I have to stop doing that and just start doing piece by piece, because what happens is, like Eric said, I don't do either one. I don't decorate, but then I sit and look around and I'm like, well, I haven't decorated. So it's like, I'm not pleased really either way. Mm-hmm. So it's like, at least if I had a piece of something, I'm like, well, I did get that. Or I'm like, or I do have this to look at. If I got one little tree, well, I do got that one little tree. You know what I'm saying? Then I might want to get a little cousin or something. You know what I'm saying? Or I might, then I can feel inspired to keep going and get pieces. But, you know, I think that's my problem. I just been, you know, I'll be wanting to do everything at the same time. I want, you know, I'm like, oh, I want to do a Christmas sparkly wonderland in my apartment. But then I'll be like, but I'm not going to, you know, me doing it all that at the same time would be, you know, a lot. And, yeah, so I won't do nothing at all. But this year I'm going to try to do better and get in the Christmas spirit. And, well, I'm already in Christmas spirit.
So what would be the first thing you buy? Because you said you're going to do pieces. Because you know what you know what you have, the syndrome. And you know what? I'm okay with going on with this theme that we've had with representing our girl Cash Doll every episode since our album came out. But you know she got a song on it. I hate cheap shit.
Oh, yeah.
Receipts, what's this? I hate croutons. I hate it. So I feel like that was my foot.
No, I hit something behind me, too.
That's why you have an issue with it, because you want to, like, spend the money you want to spend for, like, the taste that you want. Mm-hmm. But what you're saying makes a lot of sense for you, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's why I've always, when you say stuff, I'll be like, I get it. Because when you, decorating costs, it is not cheap to decorate your place or decorate really anything at the level you want it at. Mm-mm. Because one, like you said, if you just decorate and get all what you want, it's going to be too much. Then you get some cheap shit, you ain't going to want that. So you're going to be trying to replace that the whole time. So now you're in double pay. So, at least with Christmas, though, since it's November, you have some time to get all the way to the Christmas day. And Christmas decorations can't cost. You know, the last, I told you, I spent some grips on Christmas decoration. So, what would be, like, the first, like, so what would be, like, right now, what would you get? And, I mean, a tree would be obvious, right? But it might not be a tree. What would be, like, the first $20, $25 purchase you could make to start getting you into the holiday spirit?
I would buy little trees. I wouldn't buy a big one. I think I'm intrigued by the little trees. Like, I see a whole lot of little trees, and I'm like, I think I can do little trees around here. Like, I'm looking around now. I have spaces for little trees. A big tree, I have an idea for a big tree, but not a Christmas tree. It wouldn't be traditional. It would be like a big ass. I want a big ass plant in here anyway. It would be fake, but I want a big fake ass plant in here, and I would actually put lights on it. But the big ass plant is, it would be expensive, and I haven't even found it yet, honestly. But it's like, I have an idea for a plant, and I think that's what I would decorate. It's like kind of a tree. It would be kind of different, and I would just use little trees that's everywhere else to have actual trees.
What would be the first thing you buy?
The little trees.
So, like, two little trees, give me a number.
I like to buy stuff in threes.
So, you'll buy three little trees next week.
I don't know if I would.
That's what I said. Well, no, we got to start now, girl. Your Christmas ain't that far away.
Well, no, but I don't know if
maybe one little tree per week.
No, that would take too long. Because we don't have that long until Christmas. So, I mean,
we got, what, 8 weeks?
That's going to go by, like, that. So, I wouldn't. And that's another thing. I don't like decorating too close to Christmas, where I'm like, my sitter is only going to be up for 2 weeks. Uh-uh. If I would do it, like, one of my YouTube girlfriends said that too. She's like, I just like to decorate in November, because the beginning of November. She's like, I like to decorate the beginning of November, so I have a good 2 months with my stuff. Yeah, because she was like, I don't like putting my stuff up, you know, for have it up for a week or 2 weeks. She's like, that's just, no, I'm not going to do that. So, you're right. I could do the little trees. It's not a big deal. I already know which ones I want, and I already know kind of where I will put them. So, yeah, I could do that. Next week, I could probably do it next week. I should have did it now. Might have had a discount, but.
Right, it'd be funny. It'd be like,
right.
Bitch.
Right. So, yeah, but I am, but I just need to do that, period. Just little increments of stuff and not, always want the bigger picture. Like, I do that with everything. Even, like, we was talking the other day about, you know, traveling and stuff. And I be just like, you know, I think so extravagant. And but I won't do nothing. Like I told you, I wanted to do an Airbnb, one of them badass Airbnbs, and stay there for a week. And, you know, I do want to do that. But, you know, I can't. I should be able to settle for something that's not that and still get the experience. But I just always think so big, and then I don't end up doing either one. So that's something I need to work on. Other than that, that's really it for my check-in. I'm in the Christmas
spirit.
What's
your feet look like?
Well, I moisturized them today, but I need to, I want a foot bath. That might be something I buy for myself for Christmas, but I want a good foot bath.
Not though. The ones that you get for Christmas, the ones for Rite Aid.
Yeah, no, I don't want that one. I want a good foot bath. I've been looking at them too. Like, and they pricey. I'm willing to invest in one, because, I was on my feet a lot, and I probably still be on my feet a lot too. But, you know, I just feel like your feet, you have to take care of your feet because you're on your feet a lot. You have to treat your feet, show your feet some respect. So, and sometimes I mean, I'll moisturize them and stuff like that, but I feel like they deserve more. I feel like I should be soaking them in some nice little foot bath soaks and, just to look, you know, I just want to treat them a little bit care. And then, especially in the wintertime, because I like, well, you can see I got this gold binder here. Now, we talking about Nivea. I like Nivea too. But in the winter, I need something a little bit stronger. Because,
yeah, I'm about to say gold bond is like medicated.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, this makes my hands like.
Ooh. So we got the 7 Nourishing Moisturizers, the Gold Bond Ultimate Hydrating Cream, Radiance Renewal Cream Oil, Coconut Oil, Cocoa Butter, African Shea Butter, Exfoliates and Nourishes. What is it? Neutralize.
Wow.
Visibly dry skin. Okay.
I need that because my hand, but since the weather's changed, I literally be sitting here, I look at my hands, and they look like I've been playing with flour. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'll use, like, the Nivea, and then I'll be like, it don't even get them moisturized right. So I'm like, you know, I got to go to the big, yeah, you might not like that one.
It just feels like, it almost feels like glue.
My hands don't stick when I do it.
I'm not coming for your lunch.
It don't matter to me. No. That's what I got to use. But
it does, like, compared to, you know, the Nivea.
Nivea, yeah. But I need something stronger than that because my hands, for me personally, it's just this, it being so cold getting so cold, it's just been drying the fuck out of my hands. And I do not like having those dry ass. I mean, to a point where I feel like, you know, it gets so dry, look like it might crack. I'm like, I can't do that. So I had to step it up a little bit. I mean, I still use Nivea in between, but I have to use, like, I just randomly put that on because I'm like, I need something to keep these from, like, getting to that point. So that's it for me and my check-in.
I could be a hand model. Look at it.
It does look nice.
Well, thank you. With the gold bond, right. Ultimate. It gets all the crevices. Like, I don't feel like there's any ash on his hand.
That's why I had to get that stuff because Portia could call me Ashy just like she called my girl Kenya Ashy. I mean, it'd be that serious. So yeah, I had to step it up a little bit. But
my ring won't come off.
Oh, okay.
It's for protection. C+ gave me that.
That ring?
Yeah. I usually wear on this ring. But everybody think I'm married, so I stopped wearing it, so I keep this one on. You know, I got this one.
But I noticed a lot of guys do that.
What, put a ring on their married finger?
No, their middle finger. What? But they'll be in a situation with somebody. Like, and I noticed that a lot of guys, I'm like, okay. Because I look, you know, I be looking at fingers, and I'm like, okay, he has this ring on his middle finger. But then their girlfriend, and they'll have a ring, and it's on their actual wedding finger. So I've just thought, I don't know, I never knew what that meant. I'm like, is that a thing that guys do that I don't know about? Like, what does that mean when they keep it on the middle? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I definitely wear it because he gave it to me.
Well, duh.
But I can't get it off. My hands are slippery. I never had an issue with getting it off.
Well, if your hand's slippery, you should be able to get it off.
But it won't grip it. Have I gained weight since I put it on before the episode? Great with that damn Kit Kat. it ain't coming off, but I'll wait. Because I never had an issue with it.
Well, but, since you were talking about a ring that was given to you, I guess I can take us into the topic of what we're going to talk about in today's podcast, which is chivalry. Hey,
shout out to my boo thing. I'm thinking about you. You know, this is the oral expressions.
Let's be clear. You're talking about C+.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
So, can you be like, I listened to this iHeartRadio, and they have, what's the guy who used to be married to the woman that passed away from the Combs family? Albie Shore. So Albie Shore has the nation's only one. I think we talked about this on the podcast before, R&B slow jams. So it's all slow jams. It's called Slow Jams on iHeartRadio. Where they do the oral expressions at night. And like, I'll be cracking it because it'd be like, he'd be like, oh, hey, how you doing? He'd be like, she'd be like, hey, yeah, this is Tyreek from Austin, Texas. And I just want to do oral expression for my man. I just want to let you know that I'm thinking about you and that I miss you. And I hope that we get to see each other very soon. And I just love everything about you.
That is so like 1993. That is so 1993.
The oral expressions.
Yes. Oh, my God. That is so old school. I can't believe people still do that. Like, because, I mean, if somebody did an oral special for me, I don't listen to the radio. So,
but it's iHeartRadio.
I don't care. I don't listen to it. So I wouldn't hear it. So, my future husband, don't call iHeartRadio.
That's not like radio. People listen to iHeartRadio.
I don't listen to radio. So, don't call my future husband. Don't call nobody's radio. Nothing with radio in it to do no oral expressions for me. Because guess what? I am not going
to
hear it.
I want to give a shout out to my best friend, Emerson, out in Austin, Texas. You know, we're on 30-something episodes of our podcast, and I just want to let him know that I love him so much and that I hope he's thinking about me.
I will never hear that.
That shit is... But they be going in. They like, do. Why they sound so like they in the bed? Like, they be laying in bed like Mariah Carey, just like, I just want to let y'all know.
I
like,
cannot believe people still do
because
that.
Because my thing is, how is your man going to listen to that? Right. Like, how is they going, especially on, like, I understand, like, on, like, regular radio stations back in the day, you might, if you listen to it, like, you get in your car.
Yeah.
How the hell am I going to know to go to iHeartRadio, turn on the Slow Jams app, listen to that at this particular time to get your oral expression? Like, how in the world, cause when you say you don't listen to it doesn't really make sense. How are those people that you're talking to going to be able to hear it from all a national radio podcast show?
Now, see, that's an act of chivalry that would be gone unnoticed.
But yeah, how do you do it? Like, do you call them live with Emerson?
Don't tell me.
I gave you a shout out on Albie Shore's radio podcast show on iHeartRadio.
Oh, I would be so turned off because I'm like, well, okay, so I'm about to go find them. Oh, let me go find it, baby.
First of all, you gotta go download the app.
Yeah, I gotta do too much.
Then you gotta find a radio station.
I gotta
station.
Do too much. I mean, no, that no. Now this is how that will work. If you know that your partner does listen to that faithfully, like you know your partner listens to radio station faithfully, like I know my baby listens to the station faithfully. I know that my baby listens to the station every night or whatever. Then you do it, okay. I mean, if they listen to it all the time, there's a high chance that they're actually going to hear it. But if it's just some random, you know, oh, you know what? I'm going to do this for my baby. I'm going to call the iHeartRadio station. And you know I got Apple. I'm only using Apple Music. You know I only listen to the music that I have in my playlist or music I download. I mean, how would I know that? And you're just going to call me, well, what's up, baby? I call iHeartRadio and I did. Oh, okay. Well, let me go download. Like you said, I'm going to download the app. And it gets very unsexy after a while. Right. Like, after all that work, it's like, this ain't even sexy no more. I got to find where it is. I got to forward, fast forward or try to find.
No, you can't fast. It's live.
Well, see, then that ain't going
to
happen.
I don't even know how that works. How do you do a 24-hour radio station? I don't think all of it's live because some of that stuff be like delayed. But I guess they just keep it in a loop.
I guess.
Child, but so chivalry, is it dead?
Well, I guess not. Based off what you just said, people are calling the radio stations and doing, you know, stuff like that. I guess that's an act of chivalry.
But why they gotta be so lowly when they say it? They'd be like, I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'd be like, girl, why are you calling in for New Mexico? Right. Oh, where's your man at?
Right. And that's another thing, too. You be calling at night, your man, able, you know, I just love my man so much. I guess maybe y'all don't live together yet.
Right.
Like, and then if I don't live with my man at 10 o'clock at night, I mean, unless, but I guess maybe he worked the midnight shift.
Okay.
All this could be stuff that could happen, but that to me is just, that's an act of chivalry that would just go unnoticed that I don't know if I would. After a while, it would just get very unsexy to me. But I don't think... Well, it's not dead because you were saying how when you was at the restaurant the other night, the guy opened up the car door for his girlfriend. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I was like, well, yeah, I know of... you know, I've seen a few guys still do that. So there are certain acts of chivalry that are not dead. But I think my question is in the space of people who are queer, like, or people, two gay people or two gay men who don't necessarily, they don't play any roles in their relationship. It's not, you know, one that's the woman or one that's the man. You know what I'm saying? They don't do that. They just, you know, two gay men in a relationship. Like, what are their acts of chivalry? Like, what would that look like? What do they do? Like, yeah. What is that for them?
Yeah, because I asked you the question because I was in my favorite faux restaurant, Vietnamese restaurant. I've been going there a lot lately. You know? Mm-hmm. They have the best soup. Oh, my God.
That makes your nose run.
I know, but that's what good. It keeps, you know, my neck. So that's self-care. We're talking about my lotion stuff. I've been eating the soup that keeps my nasal passage clear. Oh, I listened to, it was like two podcast episodes, right? And so, anyway, I went more recent too. So I've been going there, and I ordered this curry. Anyway,
oh my god!
So I was in a restaurant, but I guess I could talk about the restaurant a little bit as we go talk about that moment where I called you. The reason why I like the restaurant because it's like a no fuss, no muss type of restaurant, and it's very open and it's very kind of like warm. Like you can go there at work. You can go there just to hang out. I was talking to you. You didn't know I was even in the restaurant.
I didn't.
And it was people there, and they, like, they're so attentive to you, but they're not, like, over. It's like, I can't describe it. It's a very warming place. And then, like, you're getting soup. You're getting, like, all, you know, the weather has been cold a little bit. So it kind of, and then you, but, because I'm, like, living in this city really as a single man in that way, mm-hmm. you know, I go eat by myself and it's not like I'm going downtown. I go to another restaurant. Yeah. I'm just going to this. It's not even a hole in the wall, but kind of like a hole in the wall restaurant, you know, it's just, and then, you know me, I'm a creature of habit. So like once I find some place I like, I continue to go. And you know where it's right next to? Subway. That's how I found it. That's how I found it, because after the Subway, I was like, wait a minute, let me go on over here.
Okay.
But as I was sitting in the restaurant, picture this, y'all. Let me paint the picture. I was sitting in the restaurant. I had just got my curry. I was on the phone with Edmonton, and we talk all the time, of course, and had my headphones and my Bluetooth wireless headphones.
Oh, my God.
And I had just got my food. I was eating, and it was like probably like a red dimish light. It was probably like 10 tables in the restaurant. Probably I was the third person there. It was a couple, like a girl and her friend. Then there was another guy there was by himself, and I was there by myself, but I had Edmondson on the phone, so I wasn't really by myself. So as I was walking out, I saw this couple walk out. There was a couple in there. So it was four people. Anyway, so the couple walked out. So scratch that. I was still at the table at the window. That's what happened. So it was four people, a couple left. And as I'm looking out the window, talking to Edmondson on the phone, eating my curry, I saw the guy open the door, the passenger's door, and let the woman in. Then he proceeded to the driver's door and let himself in. So I just like simply asked Edmondson. I was like, personally, you, Edmondson, you, who you are, just period, you, would that mean something to you if, like, you was with your man or a guy you was on a date or your boyfriend, whatever level, mm-hmm. and he Is that a requirement, or is that something that would really show chivalry if he like opened the door and let you in? It, like, what was, we had to really work through that question.
Yeah, because I had to figure out something. I think after you asked me the question, I first had to, I answered it, I think, a couple of times. I had to figure it out. I had to self-assess during that moment real quick. And I think on a deeper level, I realized that at first I said, no, it wouldn't do anything for me. I was just like, no, I don't think that's what it is. But then I had to think about it. They talked about this on a reel recently, how we get used to not good, or, you know, not so good treatment in relationships or dealing with people. We level down as far as treatment goes. So we don't have these expectations that somebody should be opening the door for us. So we don't have these expectations that we should be getting roses. We don't have these expectations because we're in situations where it didn't happen. So it's like, you're kind of used to it. You like, well, shit, I'm used to not nobody open the door for me. I'm used to not getting nobody's flower. I'm used to not getting a random card every night. I'm used to that shit. So now that shit don't do nothing for me, because you already become numb to not, you know what I'm saying, it's not happening. So I think that's, for me, like, that's never happened for me. So it was just, at first it was like, no. But then I thought about it. I was like, well, no, I would actually appreciate a guy doing that for me, because it's something different. It's something I'm not used to. It's not something I necessarily expect. And, you know, for whatever reason, if he feels like it's important that he opens the door for me, I feel like he looks at me in a certain way. That's something to be appreciated. Now, is it an expectation? Like, you know, all men need to open the door for me. I can say no to that. Like, I don't necessarily, it's not an expectation. But if a guy did do it, it would definitely stand out like, oh, okay. Open it, you know, that's nice. He opens the door for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would take notice. And I think for him doing something like that different, I think that would make me look at him different. You know what I'm saying? That would make me see him, that would give him some brownie points, put it that way. But I had to think about how, I had to think about that first. Cause at first I was probably like, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, if he did that, it wouldn't be nothing. Like, oh, okay, I'll take it, da da da. But I think that is coming from, that's me speaking from a level of lack of not having that type of treatment in other relationships I've ever been.
Okay. To push the envelope further with you, though, what would you do that for your man? Like, is that something that, okay, you'd be open to that, but would that be an expression of, could you be the initiator? Something that they never did for you, and you decided one day that you wanted to do that for your man, to show appreciation for your man, like... So is that something like, so it's kind of going to like gender roles, or the kind of, but I mean, is it though, right? Okay.
It don't have to be.
Like, you making sure, because I mean, just because of your man, it's not even to question that you would, because I can still see you being a driver, primary driver, you know what I'm saying? Not always, but in 50-50, let's just say the 50-50 situation, one of y'all going to be the primary driver, whether your day is your car, you know. 50% of the time, because I feel like it's a good balance. So if you know that you're the one driving, would you ever feel the, like, how would that look like? What would that make you, how would that be something that you bring into the relationship if you open the door for him? Is that like, is that off the table?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's off the table. I don't think that would be an act of chivalry I would show, though. I don't think that would be my thing to open the door. And it could be a gender thing, gender role type of thing. I just don't know if that's my judge opening the door for
what did that mean
my anymore? Man. I'm just saying, I don't know. I mean, everything's not for everybody. I don't think that would be my act of chivalry opening the door for my man. That doesn't do anything for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I said I would have to be open to my man doing it for me, because it might mean something to him that he opens the door for me. If I did it for him, it really doesn't mean anything. I mean, I could do it. Like, well, let me open the door for you. You know what I'm saying? I could do it maybe every once in a while, but, like, would it be something I do, like, every single time? Like, I always open the door for you because I feel like, you know, you're my king and you deserve. I don't know if I feel that. I'm not saying I'm going to feel like he my king, but I don't know if I feel like opening the door is the way I would show my man that he's my king. Or I feel like I would just do different. I would do something different. I'm not saying that would be what I did different, would be a gender role thing. I just don't know if me opening the door would be. I don't know if that would mean something like, oh, I'll open the door for you, my king.
That's interesting. I mean, cause, and I brought it to myself, like, would that be something? I've never thought about open the door for another nigga. And it's not because of like a traditional, you know, because I try to do everything. I ain't gonna say that because I could be lying in that way, right? As I got older, because remember you talked about that. I got older, I feel like I want to be like the, I don't know how to say that because I don't believe in gender roles in that way. But maybe the, I don't know, the nigga, but I don't want it just to, I guess I don't want to dumb it down to just that, right? Yeah. I don't even know how to really describe that. That's why I was like, this was a good topic for us. So like, I feel like as y'all listening, me and Emerson is really kind of working through this because we brought this up and it was really one of them like aha moments. You know, me being 34 and been in like a lot of motherfucking relationships. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that shit, I was like, well, wait a minute, would I want that? And I'm just like, well, I don't know if I would want that, but not want that. But like, would I do that? But I don't know if I would do that. Like, I don't know. One of the things I always do, and I think I do this with people, period, because I feel like by nature I'm a protector, because I know that I'm going to be the one, like, whether it's family members, friends, stuff like that. I think even sometimes with you, I might let you go first, right? I'm just, I don't know if you ever noticed it purposefully. Like, I think by nature, I usually, like, if I go somewhere, I like to let the person go before me. I don't know why. It's definitely prominent in my relationships. Mm. I always feel like the protector. And even situation, because I've been very clear that I'm, like, versatile, and I really don't believe in gender roles. I've been lucky enough really never to be subjected to that idea. I don't really ever feel I've ever fell into that per se. But I've been with guys that I felt like were probably more thinking they were the protector in a way, maybe in their mind, but I always took that role on my own as well. So I always feel like I had to protect them by nature. That's just how I am. That's how I exist. So thinking about like this door thing, it is so, it's the simplest thing, right? We just think about it. We literally have a conversation about, and we're going to go into the chivalry, but as we still talking, I still don't know. Like, I'm thinking like, okay, like, even with C+, I don't think I've ever opened the door. Like, nigga, open your door. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you want me to come. Not that they want that, but I'm just saying
that would
idea.
Be funny if he did, but, though. He was just sitting there, like, in the car. Right, and you like, are you looking at him? And I know, Mr. Telltale's, because Mr. Telltale's probably going to ask you, like, what are you doing? Like, what?
Right.
Look at you, like, what? Like, I'm waiting. What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Like, he's like, what? Like, I need you to open the door. Like, I gotta. I see Mr. Telltale's, and he would be so like, what the fuck? Like,
what the fuck is this about? Like, that would be my natural reaction because that's, like you said, that's not really my love language.
Yeah.
And you talk about love language. But at the end of the day, it's something so small, right? Mm-hmm. If I could do that with an open door to a building, I could really do that with a car door. Yeah. And I'd think twice about it.
Right.
Literally go to the door, especially if I'm the one driving, I have to unlock the door with my key or whatever and literally go open the door. Then go to my door. It's literally a less than a 5-second notion of love, really.
Yeah.
And it's just something I've never thought about. And I feel like I would probably be weirded the fuck out if I actually did that.
I would be weirded.
And so that was just so crazy. But I'm going to experiment with that. But it goes back to what I was saying. Like, I've been traditionally really open to these non-conventional expressions of gender roles and stuff. I cannot be in a relationship that we use top versus bottom meaning. This is me personally, right? So we're going to definitely get into you about it because I feel like you probably have a different perspective about it. But like use the top versus bottom meaning something versus something. It's nothing that I can do for you that you can't do for me. Like, I cannot be in a situation like that. Now, it might be things that I'm naturally wanting to do to express my love, wanting to do because I'm Tariq, wanting to do because of that's just what I like to do. It's kind of going back to what you were saying, like, innate feeling to do that, right? Mm-hmm. But the idea that whoever fuck each other the most should be the one doing stuff like that. Like, child, get the fuck out of here. Because I believe dick is just as good, as valuable as ass, and ass is just as valuable as dick. how do you correlate? But again, I know when we talk about like heterosexual situation, you know, like it's power and pussy.
Yeah.
But then we always talking about being dickmatized, so I don't get that either. Like, but I get it. But I do differently. So this is strictly for me, same sex relationships, because I definitely respect the idea that genetically that women and men are made up differently.
Yeah.
That men have more abilities in certain aspects than women.
Yeah.
And then in certain situations, even more, right? Mm-hmm. We're genetically made bigger. We're genetically made stronger. And this is always a different rule. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. not for everybody, but genetically, that's just how we're made. So I definitely think men and you know, in hetero situations, it's a different ballgame. But I'm just curious for, like, even women and women. Like, because you act more masculine, you still have the same emotional need that I do.
That's true.
Like, your act or your behaviors doesn't change your emotional makeup. So I wonder, like, what's your opinion about that? Because I know we see all this stereotypical stuff. Even on last episode, we were talking about Mama Yo-Yo and my sister, you know, like, she felt like she was acting a stereotypical role.
Yeah.
And we fall into a lot of these stereotypical roles in homo. I hate saying homo, but same gender love. So, like, what do you think about that? And then where do you fit in that? Because you claim yourself as a femme in these last couple of episodes.
That's what they call me.
So, that's what they call you. So, what do you feel like you fit in that? Like, are you requiring your niggas to do something different for you?
No, I don't have.
Or do you desire? So we're not
okay.
That's two different things.
I don't necessarily say I just. Again, I never thought to, like, you know, I ain't been on that many dates, but I ain't never been the type of bitch to send the car. You know, I'm sending a car. I'm waiting. You're gonna come open the door for me, like, or, you know, when I talk to God, like, you know, I need a man that's gonna open the door for me and do all this kind of, I've never been that person. But then at the same time, I'm like, I could just be speaking from a place of lack because I haven't been in a relationship that was like that. So I don't know what that is. You know what I'm saying? So for me to even have that as an expectation, something is like opening the door. I can say, though, that for me, I'm not going to say it's different, but when you do give off a feminine persona, I think that sometimes guys, I don't care, like, even in workspaces, you know, me being feminine, I think certain guys just automatically react to me a certain way. They just automatically do certain things that, you know what I'm saying, to somebody else they wouldn't do. Like, I'd be like, you know, I'd be trying to move stuff. Oh, no, you don't have to move that. I'll move it. You know, okay. That happens to me often. You know what I'm saying? So it's not something I expect, but I think it could be something when you give off a certain aura and a certain energy. If you give off a feminine energy, a masculine energy will react to you in that way, and they will respond to you in that way sometimes. So when I say that, I mean, it could be something I might not necessarily ask for, but a guy might feel like he wants to do that for me. Just because his masculine energy is responding to my feminine energy. So it's not an expectation that will open a door. Definitely an expectation. But I can say, honestly, I'm not a type of person. I'm like, you know, I want my man to send me flowers and from flowers.com. And, like, I ain't never been really that bitch either. So
what would you want, though? So what's the act of chivalry
for
to
me?
You?
An act of chivalry for me has always been a man that I think women say this, so this could be a feminine energy, but I think for me, I don't have anything specific. I just want a man to think and pay attention to me and use that to do things that you like or special. You know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't calling on nobody. I just felt like a Valentine's Day gift for me that was so easy for me that I never got was a heart-shaped pizza. That's so easy. I love pizza. That's easy. I'm like, that would be the easiest thing to give me on Valentine's Day. If you don't give me shit else, you got me a heart-shaped pizza. That is something that is sold. So, you know what I'm saying? to me, that's something I think I've always expected, because I was like, that's the easy. That's, you know what I'm saying? I'm like thinking outside myself, like, that's easy. If you know me and you love me, give me a heart-shaped pizza. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that would mean a lot to me. So for me, I don't have any specific expectations, because I want a man that actually sits back and analyzes me as a person. You know, us just being around each other, the same I would him. And I would do the same for him. If it was certain things that he liked, I would respond to that and do certain things for him. I can't really use an example. It would have, it's like something just off the wall. Like, I don't know. Like, if I had a man, I'd had a man that liked to drink coffee every morning. You know what I'm saying? Every morning, single morning, he got up and he drank coffee. You know what I'm saying? One morning he woke up, the coffee was already brewed. And maybe I had a card there just saying to him there. You're like, hey, just thinking about you. I love you. I just wanted to make sure you had your coffee. That type of stuff is what I like to do. You thinking outside of the box. I'm not really a cliche bitch. That I can't say. So, you know, I want a box of chocolates. No, I ain't never been that bitch. I want some flour. No.
Would you do that for your man, though? Would you draw your man a Valentine's Day? Would you do like this? You draw him a bath, do rose petals.
If that's something I knew he would appreciate, but if it's something that I know is not really, like I'm saying, I'm not really a flower. I mean, you could get the future husband, you could get me flowers. I would appreciate him, but I think I'm just more a thought. Like, what else can you think of that's off out of the box that you can do for me? It don't have to be nothing traditional, but I would, if that's something, I know he like to take baths. Okay, yeah, I'll draw him up a bath for Valentine's Day. And if I knew that's something he liked. But if it's something that he not really into, he just really getting into it, like, you know, he like, oh, you got me a bath. And he get into it like, you know, oh, you know, I don't normally take baths. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, he ain't really into that like that. You know what I'm saying? He might do it because I did it, but I don't.
But it could be a situation where he don't know that he's into it because he's never had it too.
That's true too.
So it's kind of like, you really, it's no formula. Like, even if you sit down and say the thing.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't
like
want to
you
do that
sit
either.
Down, like, even like you say you know him. Like, the coffee thing is amazing, right? Like, you're giving him a gift that you know. But a lot of these times we talk about like swooping somebody off their feet, or really like, you know, you really don't know because they don't know.
That's
you really
true.
Don't know.
That's
like,
true.
It's almost like you got to take a chance on that shit, because, like, it's no, you don't know something that you think they might not like, but they've never experienced it.
That's so
you
true.
Know what I'm saying?
That's
that
true.
Would
that
make
could
it
be
even harder.
That's probably my big problem. That's probably my problem. I'm speaking from a big place of lack. Like, I ain't never been that bitch. That, you know what I'm saying? But because I never had it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tiny was saying recently, you know, T.I.T., I was like, what is something that you feel like I can do that I haven't not done in a long time? And she was like, well, you stop sending me flowers all the time. You used to send me flowers almost every day. And everybody was like, you know, like, huh? He was like, oh, so you want me to send flowers every day? And somebody was like, well, you know, I guess they were trying to minimize it. Like, mm-hmm. You know, well, girl, that's not it. You know, girl,
that,
you got this
you
man.
Rich,
right.
That's
all
you want. Flowers.
And then and when one of these was like, but, oh, one of the, her, I think his assistant was like, well, Tiny, you've been to, you know, you've gotten this ring and you've been on these vacations. You just got back from Cabo last week. And the guy was like, wait a minute now. If she said she want her man to get her flowers more often, if that's what she say her need is, that's what her need is.
Right. You can't justify it with other stuff.
Right. Just because she do all this other stuff, she's saying that means something to her, that she got flowers all the time. That's what she wanted her. That was what her need. And I guess that would kind of sort of be me too. Like, okay, it, sometimes it's the little things. Like, that's something I've always appreciated you did. You've always bought me flowers. But I don't know if me getting flowers every day, I don't know if I would. I guess I wouldn't know. I guess I would have to experience it. And I guess I have never allowed myself to get to a point to experience it. I talked to a guy one time where I felt like he might have been like that, because he used to always say, you know, I think I want to get your address. This is somebody I had met off Match, so we weren't in the same city or whatever. he's like, I think I want to send you some flowers. He's like, I think I'm going to get your address because, yeah, I want to send you some flowers. I think I want to start sending you flowers every week. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I wasn't, you know what I'm saying?
You're not receptive of it that much.
I didn't say that to him, of course. I'm like, oh, well, that would be so sweet. But it was something I was like, well, I don't know, to get flowers every week. You know what I'm saying? But that's an act of kindness that he wanted to do. And he thought to me, now I'm older too. So now I would look at it different, like, well, this is something he do. And I think this again, like you said, this is how we're figuring out. Because I say this, but I don't know if that's my truth. I think that's just what I'm saying because, again, I'm speaking from a place of lack. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it feels like. I guess I'll just say that. I don't know what it feels like to be treated that way. I don't know what chivalry feels. I don't know what chivalry feels like.
Well, okay. But that's why I brought up the idea that what would be your act of chivalry? Like, what would be something that, and I guess I can get on me and you think about it, right? Okay. So you said like, so I like the idea with the coffee thing because that's a perfect idea, right? That's the perfect thing to do. That's the safe thing. But I always feel like I use this thing, and I would be transparent with you about it and with C plus, like trying to like seal the bag, you know, secure the bag. And it's always like go big or go home in a lot of ways. And so I would just think about something along that way, like, well, what would be something that you don't really know? It could be like a yay or nay. And I did something like that over the summer that was like, you just don't know how people accept that kind of stuff. Yeah. Right. And I think for me, like, one thing as you was talking, though, that came across my mind that I remember I was supposed to get like a massage and I never did. Da, da, da. I like want a naked massage. And I like want a full throttle, like,
I've never understood why the guys have not done that to you.
Well, I've also never really been vocal about it, for one, even allowed that kind of, like, but again, like we were saying, I got a cough, y'all. Hold on. I'll be right back. But as you get older, you kind of appreciate, You set yourself up for that because you know it ain't gonna just come. It comes, but I feel like I've always been leery of that kind of stuff because it always come with like these sexual expectations.
Oh, okay.
And then as far as my relationships, I've never really been in a relationship with someone that was. Now I've gotten a lot of gifts from a lot of different. I've had really good men in my life.
Okay.
In that way, you know what I'm saying? But as far as really, like, trying to woo me with some kind of act of love or act of chivalry or anything like that, I think it's always been, like, materialistic stuff. Nothing like, right. And then my thing is nothing to the next level. Like, put me in a helicopter with two glasses of wine and fly over the city, you know. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Okay.
But if not that, then just set it up where I come home and you turned the office into a massage parlor. It's a massage table.
Nah, that's
it's dim red light.
Yeah.
It's a towel. You might even have somebody there, fine ass boy in a jockstrap holding a towel, and you might do the work. Or you might have him do the massage. It might be like a cuckold.
Lala did
where, that. You know, where he's there.
Yeah.
You know, it don't even have to be sexual, but it can be sexual, right? Yeah. It could be whatever. But those things, and that's something so small, but imagine if you, like, walked into a house of work and you walked into that kind of environment. That would be, like, there's no way you wouldn't be in love with that motherfucker, right? It's those little things like that, like.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say I wouldn't love him, but my thing is, I think that's something I have to work through is learning how to receive that kind of stuff. Because I don't know if I would receive it well because I'm not used to it. So it's like my response.
So what would you do? Be like, oh, okay. Yeah, like, everything, what would you do?
I might, but not purposely. It's just I'm not used to it. So it's like.
You'd probably be all scared to get naked.
Yeah, I'm probably like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I would receive that well because I'm not used to that kind of stuff. And that is one of the downsides of being single for long periods of time. It really is. Like, when you're single for long periods of time, not only do you get used to being by yourself and you get to one of, like, a lot of women always say, well, I'm good. I don't ever have to be with a man again. I get to get my little fix, but I'm okay because I ain't got to do. You make all these excuses as to why it's good to be by yourself. I'm not subscribing to that because I don't never want to just get used to being by myself to a point where I'm like, I don't feel like I need companionship with somebody. I've said this before.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the same time, when I say this, I still have these behaviors of a person that's been by themselves for a long time. So if a guy did do that, like you say, think outside the box, I could think of a whole bunch of stuff that I can say that sounds great. I can make up some shit that sounds amazing. Would I receive it white though? I don't know, because I'm not used to it. Maybe if feelings were attached to the guy, it would be different. I'm not getting into me actually really loving this nigga. Like, I love the fuck out of this nigga. I love him down to the dirty drawers. And he took the time out to do the massage, you know, to set up the massage pot. When I think of it that way, it's a little different. Like, mm-hmm. when he took the time out to actually do all this.
Your ass probably be taking your clothes off, told you. But like, bitch, oh, my back is hurting right now. You right. might be all into that shit.
That's like, different I guess I'm not thinking about the feeling part. If I think about how I feel about him, then it's totally different. Like, oh my God, he did all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he set all this up. Because I do like something that's already set up.
Now, oh, I will no, say that. Bitch, when you walk in, yeah, bitch.
I do. Now, that's, okay, let's talk shit. Right. I do like some shit that's already set up. Now, I will say that. I like some shit that's all I'm doing is walking into the situation. Everything else, I don't have to think about a damn thing. Everything else has already been thought out. Now, those type of situations, I can't appreciate because I'm always thinking and I think ahead of time anyway. And, you know, I even try to overthink. You know, the higher power, okay? I even try to do stuff to outbeat, you know, he be like, okay, you doing too much. So, not to cut you off, because I think you were talking, but I'm over-processing my thoughts.
No,
but,
we got to work through this shit.
Yeah, but I think when I put feeling into it, if I care about the man, then I think anything he did that he put thought into, I would appreciate. Like, if he, but see, no, I'm not going to say that, because I think that's so cliche. I don't want nothing cliche. I don't think I like the cliche stuff, like, you know, celebrities a lot of times buy their, you know, spouses cars all the time. It'd be nice, but I think I would like something a little bit, I just would want something still different. Like, fly me off to Santorini, Greece. Just tell me, you know, ooh, how would he even set this up? Ooh, just tell me, hey, I need you to clear this week off. Just it. Clear it off like how? Just clear it. He like cleared off. Don't work. I need you to be free the whole week. Okay. Can I know what's going on? No. Oh, just clear the whole week. I need you to be off the whole week. I need you the whole week.
Oh my God. I would have so much anxiety. Yeah. About that. It would be exciting, but I like... Because I have control issues.
I do too.
Okay. And so that would fuck me up. Like, bitch, no. You're going to tell me. I'm not going to just clear my shit for you for a whole week.
But my thing is, though, that's where you have to, but that's, he's being, that's, that can be his act of chivalry.
Yeah.
So he's like, you have to allow him to, especially if I love this nigga. Like, I love this motherfucker. Okay, I'm going to clear the week out. I would definitely be thinking about it, but... If I cleared the week off and then he'd be like, and then he just like, okay, so I cleared the week off and then, so he'd be like, okay, and it just, like Toya, right, her man, I think he did something similar to that, but she didn't even have to worry about packing. She didn't even have to worry about packing shit. She had her stylist hook up her suitcase and style her outfits and stuff like that for their trip. Now, I'm like, now, if you think that far ahead where you just like, I just show up, I ain't got to worry about my clothes. Like she said, she was like, we gonna make a baby this weekend. Yeah, we would make a baby.
Baby making? Yeah, that just sounds so beautiful. So, yeah. And I also think it's like when you put yourself out there as well in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because then when you're vulnerable doing it, you'll be more receptive of being vulnerable, accepting it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you would know what that feels like,
yeah.
Not knowing how the other person would receive it. I just don't... It's an interesting thing.
Well, and then, too, I've been burned with stuff like that.
Oh, my God. Do tell.
I've been burned with acts of chivalry that I did where I don't feel it was appreciated. Like, it was a situation... It was Christmas, because, you know, I love Christmas. Like, clearly, the check-in said I'm ready
Doesn't
for Christmas.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
So,
it feels lovely.
But I was in a situation where somebody, you know, said that their Christmases weren't all that great before. So, like, they didn't, you know, they used to wake up with no Christmas tree, no gifts under the tree and stuff like that. And, you know, so I'm like, oh, okay. So, and they were still talking about it as an adult. So, I'm like, okay. Ding, 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 ding. So, I was like, okay. So, I'm going to go and buy gifts and you know, and I wrapped them up and you know, and they didn't know nothing about it. And then, you know, Christmas morning, I was like, oh, okay, well, like, look, you know, you got all these, like, look, those are all for you. And the response was horrible. It was just like, oh, okay. Like, did he act like he didn't even want to open the gifts? I'm like, it just definitely left a bad taste in my mouth.
I'm not laughing at your spirit. But I'm just like, I'm just replaying the situation in my mind.
Yeah.
So, you never told me that.
Yeah, it was not good. And I'm like, I didn't expect, you know, a parade. It wasn't like I wanted you to jump up and down and catch the Holy Ghost, but it was like you said, when you're vulnerable to that person, you're vulnerable to the other person, you're vulnerable to what they do, and it's like, and then they do something for you, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? You think like, oh my God, they did this. You know what I'm saying? That's me like, oh my God, you did this for me. Like, oh my God, like, you know, I can see me like, oh my God, like you did this, you know, and get, like you said, I'm going to get into it at that point because I'm like, you did this. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of whatever. Like, you did this for me. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen.
Oh, my God. So, what are you going to do to get out of that? Like, are you going to have somebody? So, do you feel like that's going to stop you from initiating that kind of act of chivalry again?
No.
Prior to receiving it?
I would never. No. I don't think I would ever be that person because I actually like doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, I don't think that tarnished me from doing it totally, but it's still a thought in my mind.
Like
that shit happened. Right. That shit could be the result. But I don't think I will ever stop doing stuff like that because I really do like doing stuff like that. I like to, you know, I like to kind of surprise and do stuff. You know what I'm saying? I would like and like to think about stuff like that and the logistics and stuff. I like that. So I wouldn't let that person didn't take that away from me.
Right.
But me just thinking about me being burned, it's like, I guess that do run through your mind, like, well, shit, that shit can, like you said, that shit can happen
right, that shit, that's the situation, like, I mean, even, like, not even, like you said, being in a whole relationship, but that wasn't even an option, like, you do stuff like that, and it just becomes just, because acts of chivalry just become of an act of, not desperation. I mean, it's not desperation, but just act of comfortability. Mm-hmm. Like, you do it because you supposed to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because that feeling can be out of it. And you getting gifts. Because I've got gifts. Like I said, I've had some good men in my life that's given me some good gifts that loved me like that. But I feel like it's never really about... Well, I ain't going to say that. It is about the gift, but it's really...
Of course you would say that.
But it's really about the love behind the gift.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I think about.
Like, if I know I got from somebody that really loved, like, something that's from somebody that loved me, and they have really went out their way to let me know they love me, and the gift that they gave me was, like, from, like, this place of love, like... I'm going to rock that shit till the wheels fall off and appreciate that shit like I never appreciated nothing else in my life. And so I can get something that cost a lot of money and never came from that perspective. And I'm like, oh,
me too.
Know, oh, that was nice. Thank you. Thank you. And probably brag about it for my friends a couple of times. Like, well, bitch, I just got that. But I ain't talking about, like, no cars. I ain't no man that ever got me no car or anything like that. So that's what, you know, I mean, that might be the thing. You ain't got to have love. Just give me a car. Yeah, you ain't got to have that much love behind it. I just take the car. With the car, with the deed, right? Like, you still paying on it. That's not going to work. But with the note, I mean. With the, no, not a
title.
Note. Title. Thank you. Title, Max. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah, this chivalry thing, and I guess I feel like this is an open episode that kind of, we probably, as we get into this holiday season, I think we should do like a, when December 1st hit, we need to do like a Christmas series. I don't know what it's going to be about.
Yeah, like, I mean, what that would look like.
I don't know either, but I feel like these are the kind of topics that, like, as Black queer men or women or period, that we really got to, like, kind of work through. Because this shit really does, like, when that happened, this stuff is, me and you both talking about it, and it's like, we bringing up baggage.
Yeah.
I was just told I'm not your ex.
Oh. I can very he's been processing that stung.
But it stung because that's how I was operating. You know what I'm saying? And that's the process, and I still have to go through that. Like that is nothing that's gonna go away. Like when you gave yourself, and then I'm not your ex, it could be positive and negative, right? Because you might be expecting something from them that your ex did that just got you all, you know, keep your panties wet or your dick hard. And you're like, nigga, I'm not doing that. I don't do that. Yeah. You know, we're going to have to find what makes your panty wet and your dick hard our way. So I don't know. It's just crazy. And I feel like these kind of topics we really need to work through, like going into this holiday season, because it's going to come up. Like, you know, single or not.
Well, I don't know if that, well.
It's going to come up. Like, because, again, you're going to see stuff. You're going to see people holding hands, buy a Christmas tree. Because when you get your little trees at the store, you might run into a couple. Oh, y'all I'm both sure looking at the same tree.
I'll run into couples. So I'm sure I will.
You make sure they try to look for your tree. Be like, bitch, that's the last one in stock. It's going home with me. You push them out the way. I think we should go out for, we should go shopping on Black Friday. I don't think I've ever done that in like 10 years. I think we should go and get into a couple fights.
I'll probably be working.
Working where? Your real job?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, girl, they it's 24 hours nowadays, right?
That's start, true. Right? They start early.
We can find a place. So, I don't know. So, what would be the first act of chivalry that you will want to do? We already know the first that you will want a pizza. I think that's really cool. Like, if no one has ever thought to give you a pizza in the shape of a heart, that is so
easy,
on point for you.
Yeah,
like that would have to be the best gift to give you.
Yes, I'm like, it's so easy. I'm like, that's just such an easy in there. Like, just get this bitch a cake with a heart shape
a
in
cake
there,
or pizza,
or no pizza,
a pie.
Well, whatever. But yeah, pizza. No, cake. No, not a cake with a heart on it.
Or
cake, heart-shaped cake. Heart-shaped pizza. Sorry, let me be very clear, future husband.
Right, don't get okay.
No, cake. I might struggle with that.
I'm like, oh, thank
right,
you.
Right. I'm going to try it. Like, oh. But.
You're gonna be like, Tia, that me. You're like, ooh. Why is that the best? She was like, ooh, ooh, ooh. That's how it's gonna be when you get the cake.
Right.
You open it up like.
I'm gonna try. I don't know what the first act of chivalry, because I don't know if it's something I just would want to say. I think that's part of my thing. Like, I don't even know if it's something I just want to tell. Like, this is just what I want it to be. I would want it to be, again, something thought. I wanted something that he truly thought about and thought about me and stuff that I like. You know, or, you know, like you said, I don't, you know, that song Cash Out, you know, I hate cheap shit. You know what I'm saying? You take that into consideration. You know, I don't like cheap shit. So you make, you know, something up for me that's, you know, luxury or lux or, you know, I think for me, honestly, the getaway stuff definitely gets me. Anything involving time and time spent with me and him would be very near and dear to my heart, because you know how I am about time freedom. And then just quality time is one of my love languages, one of my top ones. So doing something where we get to have quality time, but there's adventure in it, there's suspense in it, there's you know, it's luxurious in it. And it, of course, it'll be fun and sexy and freaky at the same time. Like, if all that can be, if he thought about something like that and it can incorporate all that into something, until even just a weekend, and just, you know, just to get me away, especially the way I work. Like, let's say I had a boyfriend right now and he did something like that. He got me away, like, okay, just take this weekend off. And he took me away from me working and dealing with this bullshit that I was dealing with. Like, and we went somewhere, of course, it couldn't be nowhere cold, but we just went somewhere and, you know, I didn't have to worry about anything. He just took care of everything and we got to relax and, you know, he, you know, pulled one of your moves and he bought, you know, we play America's Next Top, what was my, oh, my America's Next Top X-Rated Model. Like, he played that. We get to play that. And he bought all these different underwears and shit. Like, that would be so hot. And I would be so appreciative of it. And that would be a weekend I would never forget. So, yeah, that would be great right now. If I had a man that did something like that for me right now, mm-hmm. Yeah, all night, anything he want.
Anytime.
Hours. I can go for hours. I can do a 2-hour fuck that night.
Oh, your hoe gonna be hurting.
No, it wouldn't.
You gonna have some poppers.
No, I just, I wouldn't even, I'd be so into everything. I wouldn't even care. What about you?
What?
What would your act of chivalry be that somebody do for you? Well, I guess you did say, well, no.
The massage.
But okay, that's just like me with the pizza. Step it up.
Well, I said a helicopter over the city.
Well, I thought you was just talking off the side of your ass.
I missed that shit. Yeah, I think, you know, trips, like plan, you know, send me, you know, well, you know, would really be beautiful, plan a trip to like an African tribe in
that's something, yeah.
In like a teepee or, you know, somewhere that's not like a luxury hotel where we're like ingrained into the culture.
That is
and,
so
yeah, that would be, you know, where we get to, you know, talk to, you know, children in the community.
Oh, and, yes, that is so you.
And, you know, aspire, right? And so that would be like so beautiful to me, like something like that. Or just take me to like a villa in like, you know, in a southern France city and, French city, and I don't know, you know, very isolated from the rest of the world and people, somewhere like deep country that I, you know, and just me and them, and it's like, you know, of course I would love some wine, you know.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And cocktails. But you know, something, I mean, those would speak to my love languages, things that's specific to me. That's not like, oh, like the worst, the most extravagant. I mean, I guess if those involve money in a way, but really just, I don't, it doesn't even have to be like, those would be big things that we just started dating. Shit, take me to the wine country, hill country, to a little villa with some wine and some cheese and somewhere where and I don't want everybody to read it to this, whatever. I really want, like, an escape with someone where it's just me and them. And not just me and them, and that because we just tuning everybody out with literally no one else around. So I don't know what that looks like or how they make that happen, but I would like that. That would be, like, the best thing. Where we're, like, no TV, no radio, no cell phones. Just me and them, me and them, and figuring out how we're going to love on each other. So, yeah, that's what I want. Why are you laughing? How you going to ask me and then laugh at me? I feel unheard and unseen.
No, right don't now. Stop there. I just, I'm clearly listening to you. I'm laughing at what you're saying because I know somebody who would love that.
Oh, well. So that's what I want, like, just to be – like, take it away. Somewhere very secluded. You can take me to the villages and the villas, too. But something, if it ain't out of the country, take me to the somewhere. Like I said, we in Texas, take me to the hill country. And give me a cottage surrounded by tall-ass corns and grapes. And wine, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just away from everybody. Then we have to, like, you know, have to walk a mile to the nearest civilization.
That is so you. That is so you.
Why? Is that so me?
That is so you.
That is so me. So that's what I would like. That's all acts of chivalry. And I feel like that's inexpensive. Just up the road.
Yeah.
In the, you know, when you're in a state like Texas or anywhere, we could be in fucking Tennessee. Any state has, you know, less populated areas.
Yeah.
And where you could escape, where at the nearest town is like an hour away. Just take me in the middle of the woods, shit. Just me and you. And then all I hear is like the creek.
Well, that definitely is an experience. That's definitely an adventure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
That's it. And then let's have amazing sex.
Oh, of course. That has to happen.
It has to happen.
But it would be if a man gets, you know, I guess once I'm open to a man's act of chivalry and I love him down to his dirty drawers, you know, yeah, the sex, I mean, it has to be amazing. It's just, I don't see how else it wouldn't. But then I guess there could be, you know, unless you're dealing with somebody who, you know, doesn't know how to act or receive acts of chivalry as well. So I don't even, and there's no way to really figure that out beforehand. You know what I'm saying? Well, I guess you can. You can test little stuff before you get with somebody and see, give them little, do little small acts of kindness and see how to respond. And you know, if they ain't, you know, you just thought randomly give somebody a note, you know, that don't cost you nothing, $3.99. And they look at it and they kind of look at it like it's crazy. And you're like, okay, strike one. Then, you know, you do something else for, I don't know, you might take them lunch or something like that to their job or something like that. And they like, oh, okay. And they tell you, you didn't have to do that. Strike two. And then I don't know what the third one would be. Third one could be, you could be trying to give them a massage or something like that. Like you won't, like, you know, you've been working harder than you do. I was ever trying to give you a massage. And they like, you know, oh, well, you know, I don't. And they pretty much tell you no. That would be my strike three.
That would be my strike one.
Oh!
Like, bitch, anything I do, you better accept it. You better put on a motherfucking smile and you accept that shit. It can come up later, but ain't gonna be no, I don't play those games. Because if you put me in that headspace, I'm with you. I won't do it for the next, but you won't get it again.
Okay.
So burn a bridge if you want to. Because I'm not, you know, I'm already so sensitive when it comes to being vulnerable.
Oh, me too. Well, I'm sensitive. So, I'm sensitive to being burned. So my thing is, if you burn me that quick, I'm like Lisa Ray, fuck you. Fuck him. Like, okay. Like, girl, I'm not about to go through this. I ain't going through this shit again.
Okay.
I don't need a parade, but you gotta show me some type of show form of that you appreciative. Because I ain't got time for that bullshit. So, so.
Chivalry ain't dead, y'all. It's love not. On your motherfucking man. Love on your friend. Love on your family. You know, like texts and letters and stuff. You know, I still write letters. I still receive letters. I think those little things, the littlest things set the tone for the big things. And don't be afraid to make yourself vulnerable to that kind of expression. We don't have to just subject ourselves to, I mean, old school expression is still there. Like, I thought that on Instagram, you know, Shade Room, they were saying about, it's so weird that we talk about this. They were saying the, I forgot what it was talking about. Basically, oh my God, say something, Emma, because I'm about to pull it up because this has got to be crazy because I just saw this on the Shade Room. Was talking about like the hardships of old expression. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
We don't allow, I can't even basically, you know, show, you know, how to love somebody like back in the day.
Well, right. And the demographic has changed a lot too, as far as what people want, again, because people's lack, you know, like me, who has this lack mindset of not receiving love or not know how to receive love or not receiving acts of kindness or chivalry and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, don't get caught up into, well, yeah, I would say, you know, don't get caught up into what the demographic is. Cause I know a lot of people have been hearing a lot of people say lately, well, women saying, you know, nowadays these women, you know, they don't want nothing. You know, they don't want much. You know what I'm saying? All you do is just come over and say, you know, come fuck me. Fuck me now. You know what I'm saying? That's all they want to do is get fucked. You know, like, just because that's their story, don't, you know, be like me with the, you know, decorating and stuff like that. And you don't, you know, pursue it or be open to it at all because you're like, well, fuck it. You know, if I do put myself out there, all these niggas, all they gonna want to do, or all these women or whoever, they don't want, you know what I'm saying? They don't want nothing but sex. That's not everybody. You know, mm-hmm. Shabri's not dead. Mrs. Telltale's and I just expressed how, chivalry or acts of kindness are things that we would want. And I'm pretty sure we're not the only ones. So don't be afraid to kind of stick your foot out there and kind of test the waters. Don't do that shit for too long if that motherfucker don't show you no type of appreciation, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, you don't keep doing it. Don't be a fool, sis. Nah. You do it a couple of times, and he show you his asshole. You know where to show him.
Oh, who's showing assholes?
No, not a little asshole.
Oh,
but he show you that he's an asshole. He is an asshole. You know, girl, kick him right to the dough, honey, and keep it pushing and move on to the next.
Well, I can't find a post, but yeah, Shivery ain't dead. So that's all I got. Ow.
Yeah, that's all I got.
I just want to end by saying, I think I'm in love, y'all. But you can find me at Mr. Telltales on Instagram. Mr. Telltales on, what else? Twitter. Not my freak Twitter page. I'm not giving y'all that name. Unless y'all start sending me some booty holes and penises and stuff to my to my other page that I might invite you. It's,
okay.
I got an OnlyFans page coming up soon. And I'm going to do whatever y'all want to see. For the small price of $99.99.
All cap.
Really? No caps. I know how to put that on my message, on my with the little cap, no cap. But I don't put caps, just no and then a little hat. That's what the young people are doing.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I am done.
Oh, he put down his headphones. I guess he's done. He don't give a fuck what the fuck I say. Please stop. Okay. You're going to let me finish. Okay, we're going to stop.
I'm going to give you some romantic music.
I don't need no romantic music. Please let me tell these people where to find me. And let me get my shout out to the fine niggas. Please, I don't need no sound effects. Let me just talk to them real quick. I don't need that. Please. I don't want to end it without ending it.
Say, don't do that. Stop.
I will
stop being stubborn.
Okay, so you can meet or find me at the LCOTHE. I'm about to go.
Why? All I did was breathe.
I don't want you to breathe. I didn't do that to you.
Okay, go ahead.
You know what? I'm done. You can just come to what works for us. I'm about to say what's in the mirror. What works for us, and
go ahead do your thing so I can breathe.
No, I don't want to hear you breathe.
I said go do your thing.
And they don't either.
Breathe.
They don't either. So we're done. Holla, y'all. Y'all know
you
where
ain't
to
gonna
find
do the L code.
Nope. We're good.
That is so childish. Do the L code. I won't do my sexual noises to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, so you can find me at the L code, THEELECODE on Instagram, THEELECODE.com, Eric Lee Evanson on Facebook. I'm not on Twitter. And why did I even look? Oh my God. Mr. Tethos put the mic up to his ass.
Well, Why would you say that?
That is so nasty.
You are so...
I cannot believe you just did that. Anyway, all y'all fine-ass niggas out here, I hope y'all in the Christmas spirits, too. And y'all can send me pictures of y'all Christmas outfits, y'all Santa Claus outfits, with your Santa Claus coats on with no drawers on and, with the, you might tie a little bow around your dick and everything like that. Just get creative. Oh, ew, stop. That is so nasty. I cannot believe you are doing that. I'm glad that's your mic. He was tapping the mic on his
ass. Why would you feel the need?
That is so nasty.
You must be saying your thing. I'm not. You,
that is disgusting.
You want your cake and eat it too. Say what you gotta say.
I'm done now.
All right, holla.
Later.